ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, arts and literature. Category number two, World Chocolate Day. Category number three, JJ's. Category number four, history. Category number five, literary horses. All right, arts and literature, World Chocolate Day, JJ's, history, literary horses. All right, who's going to kick us off? Dan from the Caves is first up. Dan, g'day, how are you?
I didn't think I'd be first.
Oh, well, someone has to be, Dan, and you look like the man for it.
Well, I do like the horses, so let's go JJ horses.
Literary horses, okay. Question number one. Rocinante is the horse of which deluded literary knight?
It's not Secretariat, but I'll just go. The most famous horse I know is the Pie.
Is the what?
The Pie, which...
Is that more famous than Secretariat?
Yeah, no. Elizabeth Taylor rode the Pie in...
Did she?
Yeah, and she got disqualified because she's female, so, yeah, so...
Oh, I've never heard of the Pie. Well, there you go, Dan.
National Velvet.
National Velvet, yeah. Would Secretariat have won the Melbourne Cup if it came out here, Dan?
No, because it's a different race. So, different.
Well, how long is the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, 1600.
It's short. Okay. Yeah, well, you're quite right. Probably wouldn't have won. Okay. Thanks, Dan. Sorry, mate. That's not correct. See you later. 1-300-800-222. We could get diverted into a big, long discussion about horse racing. If we're not careful, this is the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions. Answer question 25 and you'll be a winner. Tommy's on the line from WA. Hello, Tommy.
Hey.
G'day. How old are you, Tommy?
I'm 12.
Hey. Are you in high school yet?
Year 7.
Oh, okay, good. Question number one, literary horses. Rocinante is the horse of which deluded literary knight?
Oh, God, I got no idea. I have to pass this one.
No worries. Thanks, Tommy. See ya. Have a good day at school tomorrow. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Lines are free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Karen in Altona. G'day, Karen.
G'day.
Hello, hello. Literary horses. Rocinante is the horse of which deluded literary knight?
Is it Don Quixote?
Don Quixote, yes. Or Don Quixote. No, Don Quixote. Road Rocinante. Okay, question number two. We're in literary horses. You can move to history, arts and literature, World Chocolate Day, or JJ's. Up to you.
I'm sorry. JJ.
What are you going for?
JJ.
JJ's. Okay, question number two. Which American singer performed with the Runaways and the Blackhearts?
Janis Joplin?
Not Janis Joplin, no. Sorry, Karen, thank you. No, not Janis Joplin. Jason in Port Douglas had Don Quixote. Who else? Fred had Don Quixote. Chris from Beecroft had Don Quixote. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer to this one. Lorella had Don Quixote. Anna from Northcote had Don Quixote as well. What's the answer to this one? JJ's, which American singer performed with the Runaways and the Blackhearts? Which American singer performed with the Runaways and the Blackhearts? Question number two, lines free, 1300 800 222. Adrian from Nunawading. G'day, Adrian.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty well, yeah. How's your day been, all right?
All right. I'm just on the way home.
Very good. We're in a category called JJ's. Which American singer performed with the Runaways and the Blackhearts?
I reckon it was Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, JJ, correct. Bucky says, if Tommy goes to school tomorrow he'll have a lonely time. It's school holidays. Of course it is, goose of my. Of course it's school holidays. Good on you, Tommy. I hope you're enjoying the holes. 1-300-800-222. Adrian?
Yep.
Question number three. We're in JJ's. Up to you. You can move if you like or stay here.
Might go back to literary horses if we could, please.
Literary horses. Okay, question number three. Who wrote the 1954 children's book The Horse and His Boy?
Oh, I should have stayed with JJ, shouldn't I? I have no idea, Phil. No idea.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Oh, okay. Sorry, Adrian. See you, mate.
Have a good night.
Bye. No, got nothing. Norm from Inglewood says, yes, The Pie won the Grand National in Elizabeth Taylor's first movie, opposite Mickey Rooney. Elizabeth fell off The Pie during the making of the movie. Filming was delayed for almost 6 months, as Taylor, who was around 12 years old at the time, was seriously injured. Okay. Paul from Lithgow. G'day, Paul.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad.
I'm good, thank you.
We haven't got any we haven't got many... Many takers for this one, literary.
I don't think I know the horse question.
Literary horses. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy?
I was up the shed when I heard the first question and walking down, and I never heard the answer. I thought it was Farlap himself.
No. Ross and Auntie was the horse of which deluded literary knight. It was Don Quixote.
Oh, right. I never knew that. That's what I thought it was.
Okay. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy?
I don't know.
No good?
I'm too young.
No worries, Paul. Thank you, mate. See you. Yes. Anybody know the answer to this? Adrian from Bella Vista's got the right answer. Someone's correcting me in my pronunciation of Don Quixote. It's Don Quixote. Didn't I say that? Not Don Quixote, says Tegan from Heathcote. Thank you, Tegan. I agree with you about that. Secretariat, by the way, was the sire of Kingston Rule, who won the Melbourne Cup in 1990 in record time. It still stands today, trained by Bart Cummings. Well, there you are. Ruru in Port Franklin has the right answer. Jane from Homebush has the right answer. Ed in Perth has the right answer. Someone help me here. Question number three. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy? 1-300-800-222. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy? Does anyone want to answer this? Bruce from Yeronga, that's correct, yes. Jenny from Glenbrook, no, that's not correct. Deirdre from Hawthorne has got the right answer. 1-300-800-222. Someone help me out. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy? We're in a category called literary horses. Tess from Gaul is going to come to my rescue here. Hi, Tess.
Oh, hi. That was quick.
Well, we've got a very great big drought of people who want to tell me the answer to this one.
Well, I happen to know this because I've read all that series. C.S. Lewis.
Oh, it is. It is C.S. Lewis, correct, yes.
From the Narnia books.
From the Narnia books, yes, exactly. Thank you, Lozzie and Huntley, by the way. He says young Tommy's grandfather introduced him to the Mighty Challenge. He phones Suzanne quite often. Oh, good on him. Well, good on you, Tommy. Give us a call. Join the holes. Why shouldn't you? Tess, question number four. We're in literary horses. But you can move anywhere. You can go to history or arts and literature or World Chocolate Day or JJ's. It's up to you.
I'll try JJ's.
Back to JJ's. Okay. Our first one was which American singer performed with the Runaways and the Blackhearts? It was Joan Jett. So you get the idea. Question number four. Which author published the short story collection Dubliners in 1914?
That would be James Joyce.
That would be James Joyce. JJ, yes, the JJs. James Joyce wrote Dubliners, the author of the famous book Ulysses, of course. Question number five. We're in JJ's.
I guess, stay there for now, yep.
Which singer recorded Mercedes-Benz 3 days before her death in October 1970?
Oh, well, that would be Janis Joplin.
It would be, yes.
Member of the 27 Club.
I see what you mean, yes. No, that's not a club you want to belong to.
No.
No, it's not. Singers who died when they were 27. Yes, it was. It was Janis Joplin.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, the great Janis Joplin. All right, Tess, question number six. We can stay in JJ's if you like.
Well, we'll try another one.
Okay. All righty, JJ's. Which Australian retailer was founded in 1970 by the Kimberley family?
Wasn't here in 1970.
Which Australian retailer was founded in 1970 by the Kimberley family?
Trying to think of Australian retailers. Look, I don't think I'm going to know this. I was not here in 1970, and I can't think of any retailers today that are JJ. So, sorry, I'll have
no
to
good.
Pass on that one.
Thanks, Tess. Thanks, Tess.
Okay.
Thanks anyway. Bye-bye. Thank you for having a go. Lek in Burra in South Australia. Hello, Lek.
Hello, Phil. oh, Lord, won't you buy me a colour TV?
Yes.
I remember when we got our first colour TV. It was like about 1970.
Would have been, what, 75, 6?
No, it was a Sony, and it was so cool. Oh. I used to watch Star Trek in black and white on the old black and white TV.
Oh, yeah.
The answer before was that the horse and his boy was C.S. Lewis?
It was C.S. Lewis. Yes, it was. Literary horses. Who wrote the 1954 children's book, The Horse and His Boy, is C.S. Lewis. This one's in the category called JJ's, Lek. Which Australian retailer was founded in 1970 by the Kimberley family?
JJ's. JB Hi-Fi, which is not the right answer.
No.
But at least I give
J.
it a go.
It's got one J in it. Thanks, Lek. Bye-bye. He's got one J in it, isn't it? Caleb in Perth. G'day, Caleb.
Hi, Philip.
Question number six, JJ's. Which Australian retailer was founded in 1970 by the Kimberley family?
I'm going to take a guess and say Just Jeans.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was JJ, yes. Just Jeans. Correct. All right, question number seven, JJ's. Last one, if you like.
Can I please move to history?
Yeah, you can. History, question number seven. Which country formed in 1861 as a result of the Risorgimento unification movement?
That sounds like Italy.
Correct. Yes, it was. The Risorgimento, the rising again unification movement with Garibaldi, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Question number eight. We're in history.
Yep, I'll stay on that.
Staying here. In which city was Abraham Lincoln assassinated?
Washington?
Correct. Yes, he was. He was killed. He was shot in Washington, D.C., I suppose we should have said. Correct. All right. Question number 9. Phil from Goulburn had just jeans, by the way. So did Judy from Burley. Are they still going? I think they're still going, aren't they, Callan? Just jeans?
Yeah, I think so.
Never can tell with modern retailers. They're going bust all over the joint.
Yeah.
Well, it's online. It's killing them, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Down at my local post office, it used to be completely fine to go in and get stuff done. Not anymore, because there's queues of people all the time returning boxes and packages of stuff they bought online they don't like, and they're sending it back. Anyway, question number 9. We're in history. Also, the title of a 2025 movie. What was the name of William Shakespeare's son?
Hamnet.
Correct. Hamnet.
Is it true? You know everything about a person by touching them here?
Not everything.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
He's got more inside of him than any man I've ever met.
When children's hearts beat, they smile, play.
What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Never forget for a moment, they may be gone.
Yes, it was a wonderful movie, Hamnet 2. Did you see it by any chance, Caleb?
No, I didn't get around to seeing it.
If you do, check it out. It's very good.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're up to question number 10. We can stay in history if you like.
I'll stay in history. That is my strong suit.
You've done all right so far. All right, here we go. The largest tank battle in history took place in 1943. In which country?
Russia? Although I have a feeling it might be Ukraine, but I'll lock in Russia.
Well, what might we have called it? In 1943.
The Soviet Union?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, the USSR, that's right. In 1943, it was the Battle of Kursk, was the largest tank battle in history. All right, question number 11. We've got one left in history if you'd like to clean up here, Caleb.
Yep, I'll give that one a crack.
In which city did Anne Frank write her famous diary?
Amsterdam?
Correct, it was. It was in Amsterdam. Nice work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in history.
Oh, sweet.
Plus 1, of course. Gives us 6 questions on the trot. Nice work, Caleb. Question number 12.
Thank you.
What do you want to do? Because we've got no more history.
What is
so we've got literary, horses, arts and literature, World Chocolate Day, or JJ's?
I'll go arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Question number 12. Harry in the Bay says he's answering too quickly for me to be able to text you. Sorry, Harry. See the problems you're causing, Caleb? Lorella had Amsterdam, so did Maria. Annette from Perth had Amsterdam, so did Harry in the Bay. All right, arts and literature, question number 12. The central panels of the Sistine Chapel, ceiling, that is, the central panels of the Sistine Chapel's ceiling, depict stories from which book of the Bible?
Genesis, isn't it?
Correct, yes, it is. Nice work. Gee, that's good going.
Yeah, I feel like I will run out of luck pretty soon, though.
Hang on, which one did you start on? The JJ's, didn't you? That's right.
Yeah, yes. JJ's, Just Jeans.
Just Jeans. So 5, 6, 7.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty surprised with my results.
Gee whiz. You know you get a special magnet if you get to 10, Caleb.
Oh.
I haven't given one out for quite a while either. Just saying.
Okay.
Question. He's good, isn't he? He's cool as a cucumber. Ray in the Bay had Genesis. Good. Yes. Robin, showing the perils of autocorrect, has texted in genius. No, Robin. That's what happened, you see, if you don't look at what you've typed. Annette from Perth had Genesis. Righto, question number 13. We're in arts and literature. In which play would you find the characters Algernon Moncrief, Gwendolyn Fairfax, and Lady Bracknell?
I think that's The Importance of Being Earnest.
Correct, it is. Yes. A handbag. The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. All right. That's seven. That's eight.
Getting close to ten.
Caleb. Yes. Morgan's sent me an answer called The Importantly Being Earnest, which again is an autocorrect thing, I suspect. Harry in the Bay had The Importance of Being Earnest. All righty. Question number 14. Arts and literature. Which letter of the alphabet is used to describe the holes in the body of a violin?
Oh, this will get me. The English alphabet or something else?
I don't know. Answer questions, you know.
Okay. S's?
No.
What they most look like.
It's not an S. Sorry, Caleb. Oh, no, sorry. That's a good run, though. Nice work. Good on you, Caleb. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. He was good, wasn't he? He was very good. Paul from North Fitzroy, that's correct. Harry in the Bay, that's correct. Lorella said, yes, my Hamnet came out as Hammer. I know. Autocorrect is highly annoying, as you know. It is highly annoying. All right, they're very smart in Perth. What about in Geelong? Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
Hey, how you going, Phil?
Oh, not bad.
You ready for a bring down?
Go on.
No, ask me the question first.
Oh, come on. No, don't be like that. Geelong is, as you know, I mean, that's right up there, Paul.
Former journey assist.
Well, you and I have met a couple. You and
I have met a couple, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Question 14, arts and literature. Which letter of the alphabet is used to describe the holes in the body of a violin?
I'll go I.
It's not I.
No worries, Phil. No.
Sorry, mate. Thank you. No, it's not I. Shane in Newcastle said, hello, Phil, this is exciting. Will he get to 10? No, he didn't. I thought he might, actually. I thought he might get there because he was good in arts and lit, wasn't he? He wasn't bad. Julie from Tamora, correct. Maria from Seaview Downs, that is correct. Marty from the Gong, correct. Shane in Newcastle. Fred, Jane from Homebush, also correct. What about, let's get back to Perth. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, no, really well. Gee, well, Caleb's cleaned up.
He sure did. Yeah, very, very good.
He was very good. My text says the last guy was pretty clever. He was. Well, all right.
The new guy's clever.
Well, I see no reason why not, Matt. You're out of Perth. So was Caleb.
Yeah, something in the water.
Here we go. Question 14, arts and lit. Arts and literature. Which letter of the alphabet is used to describe the holes in the body of a violin?
Well, I've actually had to sit through a 9-year-old learning this instrument. They are F holes.
Oh, no. They are, yes.
F words, Phil.
I know they do conjure up F words. The trouble with little kids learning violin is, you know what, Matt? They're usually not that good.
Generally speaking.
Your kid might be a genius, and I don't want to take that away, you know, from you. But generally, they're not very good.
Genius is spelt correctly?
That's right. I once had the misfortune to live, I was renting a house, the next door neighbour had a daughter, 8 years old or something, It was learning the piano, Matt.
Oof.
And she was trying to master the Entertainer from The Sting. You know, that one that goes...
Yes.
Da-da-da-dum, da-dum, da-dum, la-da-da-da-da-dum, da-dum-dum. Right, except she didn't play it that well. I mean, I sang it terribly, but she didn't play it even that well. Oh, man. So it was so bad that you actually felt like climbing the fence, running in and saying, no!
Oh, they've got to learn something, I don't
know. I suppose so. Oh, yes. I suppose so. What do they learn on the violin? What do they start off on?
Oh, no, she switched to clarinet now, which isn't much better.
Oh, that's much better, yeah. Because can't do the
ear, yeah.
Oh, no, it is much better. Even if you can't do the notes, at least the sound's better. That's right.
Yeah.
Get on a bit of alka-bilk. Question 15, arts and literature. Okay, you can stay there if you like, or otherwise you could try JJ's World Chocolate Day, Literary Horses, or History.
I'll have a crack at some more alliteration, please, with JJ.
The JJ's, question number 15. Which actor plays Mick Taylor in the Wolf Creek movies?
Jeff. Oh, no, he married some Noni Hazelhurst. Jeff, what's his bloody last name? Jeff. I'm going to say Johnson. It's wrong, though.
Not Jeff Johnson, no.
No.
All right. Sorry, Matt. Thank you, mate.
Fare thee well.
See you, bye. Harry in the Bay says, Ackerbrook, that's a great idea. What about playing Stranger on the Shore? Oh, yeah, I love Stranger on the Shore, Harry. That's really beautiful. In fact, I think if you're learning the clarinet, it's not that hard to play. Stranger on the Shore. Beautiful thing, though. Ackerbilk tune. In fact, once my daughter abandoned the clarinet. I had it there for a bit. And I even had a crack at it. I didn't get very far, but you know what? Stranger on the Shore is just a lovely thing. If you'd like to, you could ring. If they're at home and you've got the clarinet, you could ring up and play it for me. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Susan in Hobart, that's correct. Boom, 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 boom. Beethoven stayed in a violin. Aha. Chipper in King Island says, imagine if your kid's learning the drums. That's the thing. It's horrible. Oh, dear. All righty. Yes, kids and musical instruments. I must say, I did provide my daughter with the opportunity to learn the piano, which, when she became an adult, denies that she ever did. She says, I never learned the piano. I'm thinking all those afternoons sitting in that lounge room in the piano teacher's house, all for nothing. Simone from Ballarat. Hello, Simone.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
What about Stranger in the Night? If you don't know Stranger... Sure.
No, that's Frankie. Maybe. That's Frankie.
Stranger. Maybe you could play that.
You could play
that on the recorder.
See, this is Ackerbilk. Come on. Come on. Come on, Simone. Sit back. Mix yourself a drink. Good is that, Simone? How good is that?
That was nice. Was that Stranger on the Shore?
That's Stranger on the Shore. Ackerbilk.
Oh, that's quite lovely.
It's very lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of those notes are a bit hard, actually. So maybe I wouldn't be any good at them. Jenny in Perth. Jen in Perth has said, "Hi Phil, with heartfelt apologies to my neighbours. My three children have learnt oboe, trumpet, and bagpipes."
Imagine that, the bag.
Oh, and piano over many years. Morgan says you should use Ackerbilk's Stranger on the Shore for your intro music. Much better. Well, we could actually, yes. When we get the band back in the studio, we could remix some opening music. Well, maybe not. Why not a bit of Aka Bilk?
That's all right. It's classy, isn't it?
It is classy. Do you want to hear it again? You want to hear it again?
All right.
Yeah, go on. I could.
It's nostalgic, isn't it?
No, I've just mixed myself a Negroni here, and I'm feeling very comfortable indeed.
Well, I don't drink, but I feel like eating a jar of olives.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Ray and the Basses, there were a couple of old-time explorers travelling through the deepest, darkest depths when suddenly they heard the sound of native drums. And one said to the other, "I don't like the sound of those drums." And then came a voice from the deep forest, "He's not our regular drummer."
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Robin says, "Phil, drag out the Chesterfield, the cigar and the scotch."
Drag out the Chesterfield. But it makes me think of raincoats and yellowish lamps with a little bit of Marlene Dietrich. I've actually got a Marlene Dietrich album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is really
underneath the lamp light by the garden gate.
Don't you remember that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you is do. Come in... on, don't you, my little different? Underneath the lamp light by the garden gate.
Oh, yeah,
Dalek,
yeah. Well,
Dalek, yeah, I remember the way you used to wait.
It's quite an interesting. I bought it just for a couple of dollars, thinking whatever, but it's actually quite lovely. It's almost like she's sort of doing a bit of a sort of poetry-ish type thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, her voice I wouldn't call her the best singer, but certainly it's sort of relaxing. But after about three songs, you're like, all right, they're all a bit the same. But
yeah, okay. How about this?
Yeah.
Outside the barracks, by the corner light, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world for two. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene.
Oh, yes, Simone, now we're talking. That's my lady.
I've got images of bicycles with baskets of onions and cheese and newspapers and cobblestone streets.
Someone said to me, "You do know you're in the middle of a quiz." Someone else has texted in, "Has Phil been drinking?"
Oh, no, you're just going through a nostalgic moment. You sort of do that mid-quiz and then you sort of like to wrap things up.
Was Marlene Dietrich the performer who sang in a giant martini glass? Says my
texter. I like drag out the Chesterfield.
Question 15.
Oh, gosh. All
now
right.
I've completely forgotten where we are.
Oh, I probably won't get it, but let's hope. Something about Jeff, someone, Jeff Bezos.
No, oh yes, which Jeff Bezos? I'm not going to play any Jeff Bezos, I can assure you of that. Which actor plays Mick Taylor in the Wolf Creek movies? We're in a category called JJ's.
I know this one, John Jarrett.
Correct, yes, it's Yay! John Jarrett, hooray! Oh.
What the bloody hell are you mob doing out here?
Never know where I might pop up.
Let her go. No!
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
What do you actually do?
Now, I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. Let's play.
Gee, that is such a scary movie, someone.
Oh, when he did that, I remember just that he really stepped into a sort of a different zone. And you look at him and think, remember when he was at play school? And
yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, with lovely Nonnie Hazelhurst.
Nonnie Hazelhurst, yeah.
And, very good actor, John Jarrett.
That was just scary beyond belief.
Terrifying.
Whenever I'm out in the bush, it's ruined it for me, actually.
Well, it's funny you say that. I was driving back from Portland tonight and there was a big truck behind me gaining speed and I was fine. He was going along a Mount Gambier sort of way and I turned off. But I always think of Wolf Creek because you know how he flies up behind them and anyway.
Yeah, I know. Don't like being out on lonely country roads if there's somebody tailgating you. It's no good.
Yeah, well, tailgating's not good. All right, let's see if I can get two. This is exciting.
Question 16. We've got no more JJ, so you have to move on. So we've got World Chocolate Day, Arts and Literature, or Literary Horses?
Oh, I wonder if I should do horses or chocolate. I'll go chocolate.
World Chocolate Day. No one's had a crack yet. Question 16. Mm. There are 10 questions left. World Chocolate Day. Which chocolate bar was originally sold as Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp?
Ooh, Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp. Is it the I know. Oh, no, not Kit Kat?
Is that your answer?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's my answer.
Correct. Yes, it
is. Oh, my God, I've got two, Phil.
You've got two. I know. How about that, someone?
It's incredible.
I know.
Strange.
Janet in Mornington says, yes, Marlene Dietrich did sing in a giant martini glass in a film.
Oh, did she really? Well, that must be where Dieter Von Teese
gets it. I kind of think that's the sort of thing that Kylie Minogue would have done, wouldn't she?
No, I think Dieter Von Teese did that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know Dieter. Yes. Because I'm thinking Kylie would be the right size to fit into a giant martini glass.
She probably would be, yeah.
I mean, the small little thing, you know.
Yeah, tiny.
Donna on the Central Coast also thinks Phil's been drinking.
Oh, you're just happy. You've got your happy pants on.
Yeah, of course. Hey, question 17. We've got nine left. We're in World Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm.
What type of animal is a chocolate guarani?
What type of animal is a
chocolate guarani?
A frog, chocolate frog.
No, it's not.
Oh, well. Why? I think I've taken that literally. Oh, I have. I've taken that literally.
You have.
I should have said the, what's that one they dragged in the east of the Bilby?
Go away.
Lovely to chat to you.
You too, Simone. See you.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ray in the Bay says, Phil, you're asking for trouble if you're fantasizing about Kylie. Actually, that's true. Let's move on straight away in the circumstances, if you know what I mean. Quentin Tarantino said he wanted to put John Jarrett in a film. I can imagine that. John from Mitcham had the Kit Kats as well. Bobsled says, my girlfriend Olive could fit in a martini glass. Boom, boom, bobsled. Judy from Tarang. Hi, Judy. Hello, Judy.
Oh, I'm back.
I know.
I bumped on the last question. It wasn't July. It was August Rodin, of course.
August Rodin, yes. August or Rodin. August. Yes, August.
I hadn't even put the phone down.
And you got it. I know.
Yep.
I know. Anyway.
And you let me down tonight, though.
Why?
I had Janet Jackson, J.J. Cale, Janis Joplin. I didn't have John Jarrett. And I had, if you had wanted a jockey, you had Jimmy Johnson.
Oh.
I had all them lined up and they're all finished and taken and gone.
Yeah, I know. We had a spare one, which you might have got,
right.
Which was a Rhythm Nation 1814 was the best-selling album from which American singer?
What date?
1989.
Janet Jackson?
Correct. Oh, you are good. Yeah, you are good. You know, I'm not, that's not counting. That doesn't count, Judy, you know, you realise. But
well, if it got, if how many questions are left?
No, no, that's it. I'm just saying we had a spare
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know, but all up, how many questions are left?
Oh, we've got 9 questions left.
Well, I reckon if I get, I reckon I'm quite confident that I can sail through the 9. I reckon you can only tack that one in and make a 10.
Oh, Judy.
I'm really.
1, 2, 3.
I really am quite confident.
6.
After last night.
7, 8, 9. Yeah, we've got 9 left, okay?
I'm really confident of hopefully getting one, right?
World Chocolate Day is where we are. You can move to arts and literature or literary horses. It's up to you.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, okay. What type of animal is a chocolate guarani? That's where we are. What type of animal is a chocolate guarani?
A fish.
Correct. Very good. A chocolate guarani is a fish. All right. Question number 18.
I've heard of a guarani and knew it was a fish, but I had never heard of a chocolate variety.
Bobsled says we left out Judge Judy for JJ's. Oh, that's true.
Oh, fancy me leaving that out when I'm Judy.
Yeah. Ray in the Bay had fish. Good on you. Question 18. We're in World Chocolate Day. Staying? Hello, Judy. You still there?
Yes. You're there?
Yeah, yeah. Are we staying in World Chocolate Day?
No, I'll go horses.
Oh, literary horses. Okay. Question number 18. Anna Sewell is best known as the author of which 1877 novel?
Black Beauty.
Correct. Black Beauty, yes. Question number 19. We're in literary horses.
Yes.
In which novella of 1945 would you find the horses Boxer, Clover and Molly?
1945 novella.
Would you find the horses Boxer, Clover, Molly?
Oh, Boxer's ringing a bell, but not loud enough. I think I have suddenly lost all confidence. But before I go, I didn't realise we had the book as children. We had the book, The Boy and His Horse, The Horse and His Boy.
Mm-hmm. The C.S. Lewis book, yeah.
I knew it was by C.S. Lewis, but I didn't know that it was written in 1954 because I happened to be born in 1954, but it just shows that there was no ultrasound or gender preference because I was a girl, and if they had that book, and I'm number 3 out of 8, if they had that book at home, they would have... if that book came out, they would have it would have been called The Horse and His Girl.
Yes, I know. I know. Gender is
I was born the same year. I'm not sure if I explained that well.
Yeah, no, you did. I got it, Judy. All right, thanks, okay. Mate. See ya.
Bye.
1-300-800-222 is the number. Wendy from Reza, that's not correct. Annette from Perth, that is correct, yes. Brian from Marlin, correct. Karen from Mullumbimby, correct. What about Cameron from South Perth? G'day, Cameron.
Philip, how are you?
Pretty good. Question number 19, literary horses. In which novella of 1945 would you find the horses Boxer, Clover, Molly?
Cinderella.
Not Cinderella. Sorry, Cameron, no, not Cinderella. No. Where are we? Ian from Warimba. Hello, Ian.
Thanks, Phil. When you played Joan Jett,
yeah.
The first thing, whenever I hear that song, the first thing I ever think of is Joan Kerner. I think she was on one of those shows.
What do you think of Joan? Did she?
Yeah, she did a version of it.
Oh.
Absolutely brilliant.
Was that on Andrew Denton's show?
Yeah. Money or the Gun or something.
Money or the Gun, probably, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. No, I don't know the answer to this.
She was a reasonable kind of Polly, Joan Kerner, as I recall.
She was good.
Yeah.
I mean, the politics wasn't my style, but she was
granted all that, but I'm just trying to think. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, there are good Pollys on both sides, on all sides, well, you know.
Yeah. And she wasn't pretentious.
No.
Yeah, she had fun and good.
I'm trying to think of that. I was thinking that's right. It works sometimes, doesn't it? Remember when Peter Costello did the Macarena with who was it? With on the Today Show it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Midday Show, yeah.
The worst one was Scott Morrison doing April Sun in Cuba.
Oh. And the less said about Albo and Kylie the better.
Yeah, well, that's it. That might make him look tame.
That's right. Yes, April Sun in Cuba by ScoMo that's right. All right, question 19. In which novella of 1945 would you find the horses Boxer, Clover and Molly?
I've got no idea.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. All righty. Heather in Neil. Kerri-Ann Kennelly, that's right. It was Kerri-Ann who got him to do the Macarena, which worked. You see, sometimes these things work and sometimes they don't. Heather from Nil. Hello, Heather. Hi, Heather. Oh, Heather's gone to sleep on me.
Hang on,
Heather. You drifted off to sleep there, Heather.
Well, I did, but Thomas woke me up turning the radio on.
Oh, that's okay. All right. George in Ballin in Victoria says, no, Joan Kerner was on The Late Show with the D-Gen. Yeah, I don't think that's right. Is it?
Is that Ballin?
George in Oakley reckons it was too. It was The Late Show with Working Dog. Oh, okay, maybe it was. Yep. Mm. It's certainly the thing that Andrew Denton would have done. He would have done that kind of thing.
I read his father's book.
What's that?
I read his father's book. He wrote Break Morant.
He did too, yes. That's true. This is Kit. You're talking about Kit Denton, who's Andrew's father. Yes. That's right, yes. Yeah. Yes, just back on Joan Kerner, someone said, yes, former Liberal Premier Jeff Kennett appointed former Labor Premier Joan Kerner to a number of government advisory roles. So she had admirers on both sides of Parliament. All righty. Now, question 19, last one in Literary Horses. In which novella of 1945 would you find the horses Boxer, Clover, Molly?
Good grief. 1945. I'll have a guess and say Black Beauty.
No, it's not Black Beauty.
No.
Sorry, Heather. Bye-bye. See ya. Harry in the Bay says, no, it was definitely the closing of Andrew Denton's Money and the Gun. It was a regular thing. He got people with the same first name as an artist to do that artist's song. Joan Kerner was just one of them. Yeah, now that sounds like more, that sounds better to me. Well, I think that, I'm sure that's right. Ray in the Bay says, and who can forget Alexander Downer in the fishnet stockings? Oh, dear. Yeah. Speaking of clangers, Wade in North Adelaide's reminded us too. Alexander Downer wearing the fishnet stockings and the stiletto heel. Why? Oh, we have no idea. Pandora in Sapphire Beach. G'day, Pandora.
Hey, how you going, Phil?
Not bad. Question 19, in which novella of 1945 would you find the horses Boxer, Clover, Molly?
1980, Animal Farm.
Correct, yes. George Orwell's Animal Farm, exactly.
Yeah, the name of the donkey was a recent question somewhere.
That's right, yeah, we did. 15, yeah, 16, 16.
Me.
What's that?
That tripped my memory to think, Animal Farm.
Mm. Okay, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We're up to question number 21. We have two left in Arts and Literature and three left in World Chocolate Day. Pandora, what's it going to be?
I'm here. I'm just trying to work out. Let's go for chocolate.
World Chocolate Day. What is the name of the diminutive workers in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
Oh, I think they've got orange skin, don't they? The green skin, orange skin. Oompa Loompas.
Correct.
Would be my answer.
Correct. Yes. They are the Oompa Loompas.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Can it, you nit?
This stuff is terrific.
Oompa Loompa, doompa-dee-doo. I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa, doompa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat?
What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not greedy, you will go far.
Yes, the Oompa Loompas. All righty, Pandora, let's go with question 22. We're in World Chocolate Day. Staying?
Yeah, why not?
Released in 2004, The Chocolate Invasion was the 29th album by which American singer?
The 29th album.
Released in 2004, The Chocolate Invasion. Was the 29th album by which American singer?
I'm just trying to think of who's American who's been around that long. Bruce Springsteen.
Not Bruce Springsteen, no. Sorry, thank Pandora. You. See ya. Bye-bye. Not Bruce Springsteen. Andrew in Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
In Smithton.
Yes. Andrew, what do you reckon? Released in 2004, The Chocolate Invasion was the 29th album by who?
I'm going to have to do a bit of a guess on this one. 29th album. Would that be...
No, good. All right, Andrew, we better leave it. Let's move on. Actually, I'll tell you what, we've got a news bulletin coming up. So we've got 4 questions left. We're in World Chocolate Day. We've got 2 left in arts and literature as well.
The Mighty Challenge.
We've got 4 questions left here. We're in World Chocolate Day, released in 2004, The Chocolate Invasion was the 29th album by which American singer? Tara's in the truck, and she'll know the answer to this. Hi, Tara.
How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, yeah. What's up?
It's going pretty good on the road tonight.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. The traffic's pretty good. All in all, things are going along quite nicely.
Very nice. All right, Tara. What do you reckon? Released in 2004, The Chocolate Invasion was the 29th album by which American singer?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that over the news break. I can sort of think of 3 which have had quite a high number of count, sort of between Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie and Prince. I don't think it was Michael Jackson. I'm not even sure if the other 2, if it was Prince or Lionel Richie. I can't think of any others which have got a high number of album counts, so I'm just going to have to toss up between those 2, I think. Chocolate Invasion, chocolate. Oh, I'm just stabbing the dark. I'll say Prince.
Prince is very good, Tara. Correct. Here he is. Yes, the great Prince, hey, Little Red Corvette. Not actually on that album, but anyway, we love the song anyway. All right, Tara, we've got World Chocolate Day, 1 left there, or otherwise it's 2 out of arts and literature.
Might as well finish off the World Chocolate Day.
Which chocolate hazelnut treat has a name that means rock or boulder in French?
Is that Nutella?
No, it's not Nutella. Sorry, Tara. Thanks, mate.
All right,
see ya. Bye. Thank you. No, it's not Nutella. All righty. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. I'm just a stab in the dark. Is it nougat?
Not nougat. No, sorry, Bob. No, it's not nougat. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
We're in World Chocolate Day. Which chocolate hazelnut treat has a name that means rock or boulder in French?
Would it be Rocky Road?
Oh, yeah, that's good. No, that's not. It's not Rocky Road. Sorry, Betty.
That's all right.
See ya. Bye.
How are you?
I'm good. Yes, no, very well, Betty. I'm as well as you are, by the sound of it.
How are the girls?
The girls are very good, Betty, yes.
When are you going on a trip over there again?
Probably at the end of the year, I would think.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll go and see them, yeah.
Christmas time?
Yeah, I'll probably stay there, probably go over for Christmas, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, things are usually pretty quiet on the ABC sort of over Christmas, I won't say things shut down, but people go on holidays and
it's a chance to get away. So I'll probably do that, Betty, but I'll be here, don't worry, all the time until then.
Oh, that's nice.
All righty. Thanks, Bet.
Good on you. See you later.
See ya. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Steve from Frankston. G'day, Steve.
Oh, yeah, Phil. G'day.
G'day. Which chocolate hazelnut treat has a name that means rock or boulder in French?
Hazelnut treat.
Which chocolate hazelnut treat has a name that means rock or boulder in French?
I'll just go with block.
No, not block. Thanks anyway, not block. No. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Phil.
What do you reckon? Which chocolate hazelnut treat has a name that means rock or boulder in French?
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher. Rocher, yes, exactly. Rocher, good. All right, two left. They're both in arts and literature. Joanna.
I'm sorry. Oh, it was Joan Jett. It was on the late show.
You reckon?
No, it was Joan Kerner singing I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
Yeah.
On the late show.
Yeah. It was on the late show. Yeah, we've got some dispute about whether it was also on Andrew Denton's show at some point.
I don't know, but I remember it distinctly.
Yeah. Oh, okay, from the late show. Well, if you remember it, Joanna, it must be right.
Oh, no.
But see, Harry and the Beta remembers it distinctly as well, so I'm not going to put the two of you together in the same room because I'd have to shut the door and listen to the racket.
okay.
Question 24, arts and literature. What's the better known name of crime writer Lady Mallowan, DBE?
Oh, Agatha Christie.
Correct. Yes, Agatha Christie.
Yeah, her husband was Max Mallowan, I think, an archaeologist.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, it's been a while since you were here, but you've been here before, I know. Question 25, Joanna. Which novel is said to have boosted the number of visitors to the Louvre by 22% in 2005? Yeah.
Probably the Da Vinci Code.
Probably it was. probably it was, Joanna, yeah. Yes, Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. I remember reading it at the time. It was a kind of worldwide sensation, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember seeing it at a bookshop. And it was a spoof of it. It was called The Da Vinci Code. it was just a small, slim volume, but I read a bit of it and it was quite funny.
It was quite funny. Did you read the original, The Da Vinci Code?
No, I couldn't be bothered.
Oh. Oh, no, it was terribly.
The movie, that was enough.
It was terribly absorbing. No, it was very, it was, he did a great job with it. All about this.
Oh,
the,
okay, right.
Well, it's a bit, it's a very old novel. So, but I still won't do the spoiler alert, just in case, if you ever wanted to get around to it, Joanne, it's good fun. Okay, right. Very,
oh, dear.
Very good. The magnet is yours, Joanna. So,
oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
I didn't want to win.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you, that's the reason you ring.
I was asleep. I only woke up a little, not long ago.
Good on you. Good on you. Thanks, Joe, good on you. Appreciate it. Thanks. We'll put you in the win bin for 2 weeks. Put you on hold. You get the detail. We'll get the details from you and get it out to you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. John from Mitcham says, this is her bag. Go, Joanna. Yeah, no, Joe from Newcastle, who's a terrific player, as we know. Neil at Clifton Springs says 774 is cutting out. It's been cutting out since the 1 a.m. news. I do not have any news about why that should be the case. So we'll make some inquiries. Thank you. Norm from Inglewood says, we're told Joanna's using the magnets as doorstoppers at her place. She has one of you, I must say. But good on her. She's a tremendous quizzer, Joanna from Newcastle. Thanks, everyone. Leonie of Tugra had the Da Vinci Code. So did Jane from Homebush, who had heaps. What else? Annette from Perth, who also had heaps as well. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.